Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, yes, we are thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are thankful that Thou art our God, that as our Lord came to this earth and become an example for us and then paid the ultimate price by being our substitute, paying the price that we should have paid, but we was not able to. So, Father, You came down in the form of Thy Son to pay the price. And we are thankful this morning for that as we gather together to worship Thee and to sing praises unto Thee, honor Thee on this holy Sabbath day. So we pray, Father, that we will continue to have this loving kindness towards our God, towards our Savior, constantly in our lives, and that we will show it to others, Father. We will live the life that we need to live so that others may be able to see Jesus, and that they will want to be a part of it, and that they will come to us to ask questions, to become servants of the living God and come into the church, come into Your fold, Father, and that they will be Yours for eternity. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Yes, heaven. Heaven is a ceaseless approaching to God through Christ. You see that? We know that the term heaven is an all-exclusive term representing the entire universe. And it means to be lofty, or the sky, or where celestial bodies revolve. Sometimes it refers to the atmosphere immediately surrounding the earth, that space where the clouds are floating, that vast expanse that where the stars are moving in their paths, or the realm of God's storehouse. The phrase heavenly earth, heaven and earth may denote the entire creation, as we see in Genesis 1:1. Heaven is a dwelling place of God, Deuteronomy 4:39 and Psalms 2:4. Another expression is representing the dwelling place of God is the highest heaven, literally the heaven of heavens, Deuteronomy 10:14. We know that heaven is illustrated by the following three texts. We won't look these up, but they're the first heaven, Revelation 19:17, which is earth's atmosphere. The second heaven, Psalms 19:1 through 6, galaxies and so forth. The third heaven, 2 Corinthians 12, verses 2 and 4, where God dwells, or paradise. So we'll look at some of the verses that tells us about the earth being a paradise and that being that heaven. And the first one is Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 1. Oh, that's the wrong one. First, I'm sorry. Hebrews 11:10. Hebrews 11:10. For He looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Yes, Abraham was looking for that city. In that same city that we can be looking for. And we know that we have found it already. And one day soon we will be occupying it in heaven for 1,000 years and then on this earth for eternity. I pray that we are ready for that. And then we know that Jesus is preparing that city now in John 14, verses 2 and 3. John 14, 2 and 3. John 14, 2 and 3. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Yes, we'll be there. And also Hebrews 11:16 tells us about that, preparing that there. Yes, He's prepared mansions for us to occupy them as our homes in heaven, where God dwells, and then heaven on earth. We pray that each one of us are there to be able to occupy our own homes, our own mansions. So we see that. And then Revelation 21, where John gives the extended view of the New Jerusalem. And 10 there, we'll just look at that there for that because there are too many verses to read. But it's 10 through 21. And so we look at that and see the New Jerusalem and how beautiful it is going to be. Do that. And then Revelation, same chapter, verse 3. 21, verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Yes, we see that. We know that the throne of God is going to be inside the city when it comes down here. We truly don't know just what heaven, how heaven is constructed. We know that we've been told that a whole heaven is the sanctuary where the throne of God is. But we'll be able to see it literally one day soon. I pray that each one of us are there to be able to see that. We're going to dwell in the city with the Father and with the Son. When I was first told to come into the church, I was told that God was not going to be dwelling here on this earth. That Jesus was. He was given the earth to his Son. And then the throne for Jesus would be here. And God would still stay in heaven. But I know that's not true. That God will be here on earth with us, dwelling among us. So I pray that also that we will be there. He's going to dwell with his children. And then verse 4, if we look there in chapter 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Yes, death will be over. We're having a funeral today for one of our church members. Loving lady that she was. In many ways that we look at the sadness of it, but yet to have joy to know that she is laid asleep now, waiting for the resurrection morning. So we should be glad. We should have gladness that these things are happening. And that we can be a part of it. And one day there will be no more death. No more sorrow. No more sadness. And then verse 1. Or chapter 20. Verse 1. As we said there. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. Yes, no great bodies of water. Are we sure that we're not positive, but we will have no need of boats or ships. We will be able to traverse the whole earth without having to go across the expanse of bodies of water. So we just pray that we will be able to see that and know that these things will be done and see that always. And then Isaiah 35, verse 1. 35, verse 1. And the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. No deserts, no dry areas. Beauty that we cannot even imagine where these desert places that we see now will be blooming with flowers and with life. See that. And then human language is inadequate to describe it, as you can see in 1 Corinthians 2:9, our scripture reading for today. And we don't have any human language. No words to describe what God has prepared for us in heaven or on this earth made new. But we'll be able to be there one day and to see it. And I pray that each one of us are able to see that also. We know that peace will be restored in the animal kingdom. Isaiah 11:6-8. In Isaiah 65:25. Through study and investigation, the minds of men will be changed. So if we look at that, Isaiah chapter 11. Verse 9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Yes, as we study and investigate, we know that there's going to be flesh. We're going to be real people. And we can know that in Isaiah chapter 66. Verses 22 and 23. 22 and 23. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. You can look at also at verse 24 there. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcass of the men that have transgressed in me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. So we know that we don't have to worry about that. We won't have to see it in this beautiful place that we're going, and that one day soon that we are going to be there. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Verse 12. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. So we will recognize one another. We will retain our identity that we have, but with newness of life, with the surety of eternal life. We know that Christ's disciples was able to resurrect or recognize him after the resurrection. See that? And then we know that heaven will be on earth. They said, Matthew 5:5. From the Beatitudes, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And yes, for us to be on the earth, to inherit the earth. We know that the Garden of Eden will return to the new earth in Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 3. And he showed me a pure river, a water of light, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of the God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which has 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And you shall be no more cursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Yes, the beauty of the earth that we will have while we are in the presence of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. To be as Adam and Eve walking in the cool of an evening with our Lord Jesus. I keep that in mind, my mind every day, amidst all the turmoil that we have here and all the darknesses that are upon the land, the brightness that we can have to be with our Christ one day soon. And then chapter 21 there of Revelation, back to that again, to chapter 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Entrance requirements to that. We know that he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. To be sons and daughters of the living God, the God that loves us so much that he was willing to give his only son to come to this earth and to become flesh, become one like us, and then to pay the ultimate price. And that was death on Calvary's cross. And through it all, we might have eternal life. So we need to be thankful this Sabbath day for the Lord Jesus Christ, for what he has done for each and every one of us. And he wants each one of us to be his for eternity. Yes, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we will gather together on that beautiful shore, your children, coming under the umbrella of your loving kindness, your loving care that you bestow upon us now, here upon this earth. So we just pray, Father, now for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are thankful for everything that you have given to us, even our sufferings and our sorrows that we have. We come to thee unto them, Father, knowing that thou wilt comfort us, that you will see us through anything that comes our way. So, Father, this Sabbath day, we just pray and ask for that continual guidance and direction that we have, and that we all here will be together to enjoy the new earth, heaven on earth, where our God and our Savior will dwell. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Yes.